I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, May 11th. Tesla shares jumped by a few billion dollars worth of valuation as Elon Musk announced he found a CEO for Twitter. The automaker's share price took a big hit from Elon Musk's acquisition of the platform, and he said that he'd been looking for a CEO for some time, but it hasn't been terribly successful until now. Today, he announced that he has found the replacement, and he is stepping down from his role of CEO next month. He hasn't named this replacement yet, but he confirmed that he will stay involved with the company as executive chair and CTO, which implies that he'll still be spending time there. Nonetheless, it gave Tesla's share a price boost, jumping about 1% or $5 billion worth of valuation after the announcement. Tesla has started to release a new full self-driving beta update with performance improvements, although it doesn't look like a huge update based on the notes. Version 11.4.1 includes improved control through turns, smoothness in general, improved geometry, curvature position, type and topology of lanes, lines, road edges, and restricted space, added lane guidance inputs, improved ego's assertiveness, improved motorbike recall, reduced interventions, and a few more. Elon Musk said that the version includes major improvements, so we will be testing and gauging the reaction of the community as it goes. Tesla announced the launch of the Powerwall, its home battery pack, in the country of Spain, which is the latest market to get access to Tesla energy. Although it was launched almost 10 years ago, the demand has been so high that Tesla hasn't had the capacity to expand too terribly much till recently. Tesla ramped up Powerwall production, even announcing a new facility that will double production quite soon. But for now, Spain is the newest market in the energy storage sector. It is now available in Spain through a new partnership with Holaluz, which is a Spain-based solar installer. Warren Buffett says that he doesn't want to compete with Elon Musk, and especially Tesla. Over the last year, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway company has been divesting from Chinese automaker BYD. But it's not just competing about Musk or Tesla. Well, actually, he mentioned Musk specifically, but he added that he doesn't like the auto industry amid the electric transition. Sounds like BYD might have just been a one-off, and we won't see Berkshire Hathaway invest a whole lot in the auto industry in the future. Panasonic announced that it is delaying volume production of Tesla's 4680 battery cell in order to introduce what they call performance improvement measures. Back in 2020, Tesla unveiled the new 4680 cell, and Panasonic announced that they would be deploying a prototype production line for the new cell. Last year, we reported on Tesla receiving a sample from Panasonic as it aimed to move to volume production in 2023. But Panasonic now says that it is delaying volume production to implement the improvements. Right now, production is guided for mid-2024. Either way, Tesla is ramping up production of their own version, already installed in vehicles on the road as we speak. Or as I speak. 2 months into his term as the new CEO of Subaru, Atsushi Osaki is riding the ship. The Japanese automaker looks to ride the wave of massive annual profits into a new transition of bolstered EV production. That'll include at least 4 all-electric Subaru models in the future. Unfortunately, their timeline isn't as fast as some of the bigger name companies. Osaki explained that Subaru will add an additional dedicated EV assembly line to its Oizumi plant in Japan in 2027. This will add an additional production capacity for another 200,000 vehicles. This, they hope to scale to 400,000 EVs in Japan by the year 2028. Before that date, Subaru is planning to be building and delivering new all-electric models to U.S. consumers. The automaker now plans to have at least 40% of its global sales come from electric vehicles by 2030. Polestar hit another personal record in the first 3 months of 2023, delivering over 12,000 vehicles in the first quarter. This is good news, but there's a little more to the story. For financials, Polestar generated $546 million in revenue, slightly lower than Wall Street estimates. Gross profit increased by $25 million, operating losses fell by 23%, and Polestar has a net loss of nearly $9 million, which, compared to a loss of $274 million in the first quarter of 2022, it's a big improvement. Polestar is now sitting on $884 million in cash and equivalents. But now, at the same time, Polestar says that they will delay the onset of production of their electric SUV, the Polestar 3, as they finalize software development. Now, they're going into the first quarter of 2024. On top of this, they're cutting their annual production guidance. Last month, Polestar said they were on track to hit a goal of delivering 80,000 vehicles in the year, but that has been changed to between 60 and 70,000. A bit of news from Volkswagen. The Volkswagen brand is teasing its newest flagship electric sedan, the ID.7 GTX. This new EV will include new sporty design features, more power, and a dual-motor all-wheel drive system. Also, at Volkswagen's annual meeting, activists made a scene claiming that Volkswagen is making climate-damaging decisions, and others say that the automaker is using forced labor to build cars in Xinjiang, China. Somebody threw cake at the presenter, and banners were unfurled. General Motors is launching its newest business unit called GM Evolve, and they say that it is going to utilize all aspects of GM to create a new all-in-one user experience, enabling commercial and fleet customers to transition to electric. The business features are GM's entire suite of tools, including electric vehicles and parts from BrightDrop to the Silverado and much more. They also have power commercial solutions with stationary battery storage, integrated charging, cloud management, available EV infrastructure, energy, finance, tech, sustainability, and even counseling services. General Motors Evolve is set to be deployed to customers, including Domino's Pizza, which, by the way, ordered 800 Chevy Bolts last year. I guess they got in at a good time, because after that, it's going to be the Equinox as their cheapest car. In today's community comment found on YouTube, yesterday I wondered if the Cybertruck would someday lose those wings that they have going from the cab to the bed. And the comment section never disappoints. Alex said that comparing the Cybertruck to the Ridgeline was silly. Now, of course, Alex, I am under no illusions that the two trucks are very different. Really, the only thing I was talking about was the wings. And that's it. Dean McManus says that the truck will maintain its styling, and Robert N. wonders how someone who is 6'4" will get in the back seat. I have wondered the same thing myself, Robert. The Last Moccasin believes that the Cybertruck will own the pickup market, and I kind of agree. I think that the Cybertruck will draw in new customers into the truck space and therefore generate a much larger market than what existed prior. So in that case, they should have some very impressive sales, to say the least. And I think that Alex agrees with me. Although, Mr. Moccasin, I would make a strong case for the traditional truck design being far older than 150 years. Steve Bloom seems to agree that at some point a traditional truck design may be possible, though he thinks it would be in addition to the known Cybertruck design. A user named E believes that Tesla would have to make an entirely new vehicle if the Cybertruck design was changed. And this actually brings up some interesting questions. How difficult is it going to be for Tesla to change the design of the Cybertruck? How many trucks would Tesla need to sell in order to break even on the equipment that they use to create it? Because it's pretty specialty stuff. I wonder if this new process would be harder to change from one design to another, and I wonder how much Tesla is saving per vehicle. Scale is really the name of the game in the auto industry, and I'm curious how it's going to add up. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. I'm Mikey for Electrek, and I will see you on later.